The place of the vision in confirming the sanctuary truth. Significantly, the day Star Extra dated February 7, 1846, had been devoted to the Bible study of Hiram Edson and O.R.L. Crozier, in which they set forth from the scriptures the evidence for the understanding that the two phases of ministry in the earthly sanctuary service were a type of Christ's ministry in the heavenly sanctuary. Consequently, according to Edson and Crozier, events that were to come to pass, beginning on October 22, 1844, were events taking place in heaven. The investigation supporting these conclusions had taken place at the Hiram Edson home in western New York State over a period of a number of months. The existence of this Bible study was unknown to Ellen Harmon when she was given the vision in Exeter in mid-February 1845, nor had there been time for the February 7, 1846, issue of the Day Star to reach her before she wrote of the vision for the readers of that journal. The vision, as published on March 14, gave unique confirmation to the conclusions of the Edson and Crozier Bible study. A year later, April 21, 1847, Ellen White wrote in a letter to Eli Curtis, "The Lord showed me in vision, more than 1 year ago, that Brother Crozier had the true light on the cleansing of the sanctuary, etc., and that it was his will that Brother C. should write out the view which he gave us in the Day Star Extra, February 7, 1846. I feel fully authorized by the Lord to recommend that extra to every saint." Step by step, God was leading his children. The Great Second Advent Awakening, so powerful, so free from extremes and fanaticism, was to the sincere believers the work of God. The disappointment of October 22 was a bitter experience, but they were confident that God had led them and would continue to lead those who kept their eyes on Jesus. Earnest, prayerful Bible study pointed the way to an understanding of the ministry of Jesus in the heavenly sanctuary. In vision, Ellen Harmon witnessed Christ entering the most holy place in the heavenly sanctuary to begin another phase of ministry, closing one door and opening another, thus confirming the integrity of their 1844 experience. It also confirmed the conclusions reached through earnest Bible study. It would take time to grasp fully the various aspects of unfolding truth.